eyes through the cabin and disappeared. Dom watched it go. If the First Syrian Bank is the galaxy's leading Joker expert, why hasn't he found Joker's world? He asked. I assume you don't mean that he should have roved across the universe, Roche limits being what they are. A thing the size of the bank would upset the balance of the average solar system, probably. As to exploration via the available data, he may well have discovered Joker's world, or why not? Why, then, should he tell us mere upstart civilizations? We'd pay well. We? Phnobic we? Human we? Let us assume the race who finds Joker's world gains immeasurably. Why should he want that? Dom frowned. But he runs himself as a bank. He charges for his services, too. He chooses to. A creature must do something to relieve the boredom of 3 billion years. He likes people around.
You mean he wouldn't like to see anyone get hold of the world because they might put the bank in jeopardy?
Maybe. It is all conjecture. He started to talk about Joker's world. Three races walked like men. One of them was man. Taller than men, but generally lighter, were the Phnobes. Much smaller than men, but built more on cuboid lines so that they looked like heavy-gravity chimpanzees on a steroid diet, were Drosks. Phnobes came in three sexes. They had a secondary, vestigial brain. They evolved on a world with no readily available metal. In cerebral matters, they were supreme. A world where most of the higher animals were adapted to a trisexual system needed a race with brains. Drosks came in two sexes, eventually. It made sense on a harsh, bitter world. The young males evolved into mature, strong-minded females after about the first third of their life. Their social system was intricate, but was surpassed in complexity by their religion, a fiery edifice involving the double star and three large moons in their system. Drosks were cannibals. It was part of the religion. Drosks found it difficult to conceive of a number greater than 7. Drosks periodically built up a machine-age civilization, then, for no well-understood reason, carefully dismantled it and reverted to barbarism. Compared to all the other 52 races known, Drosks, Phnobes and men were like brothers. To some races, like the Spooners, who lived on little icy worlds, they were merely identical. Many others would be incapable of thinking of them as life at all, like, say, the Tarquins, who lived in the upper layers of some proto-stars. A few races had a larger conception of life. The Kreapi lived on small, hot worlds, in deep layers of the larger gas giants, and occasionally on the surface of very cool suns, but could discourse on philosophy with men as easily as they could discuss the untranslatable with Tarquins. Then there were the Sundogs, who were merely raw life and derived their picture of the universe from the minds of their customers. The First Syrian Bank was in a class of his own, as always. A few races, the Pod for one, were alien even to Spooners and Tarquins. But all the races had one thing in common. They were all less than 5 million years old, and all had originated within a sphere of stars less than 200 light-years across, centred on Wolf 429. The Kreapi discovered that first, and so were the first to investigate the one planet that orbited the Wolf. They found a Joker Tower, a monomolecular spire frosted with frozen methane, standing dark and alone under the airless sky. They found the thing later known simply as the centre of the universe. The Kreapi ranged far. They found more towers, other Joker artefacts like the ring stars, Band, and the internal planets of Protostar 5. As an incidental, they found Earth and sold a working matrix motor for homesteading rights on Mercury. The Kreapi were beginning to feel in the grip of a galactic mystery and had long before decided that they needed extra insights. 70 standard years later, a joint man-Phnobe team deciphered Joker Cureform C, the only one of the 5 Joker scripts translatable. There were hints of a great civilization, although the word was only an approximation, and there was probably the first poem in the universe.
Geological evidence suggested that the towers were all between 8 and 5 million years old. They were ranged more or less equally across the light years, accepting all energies.